Last week, the federal government announced plans to keep young people from buying a variety of flavored vaping fluids that are appealing to them, candy and fruit flavors, for example. But it said it would continue to allow them access to menthol and tobacco-flavored liquids.
They also believe that they need to allow flavored vaping solutions available to adults because they argue that it is something that's being used by adults to decrease combustible cigarette usage.
That's Spokane County Health Officer Bob Lutz. He and the National Association of County and City Health Officials say that's a tepid step at best toward reducing vaping use among young people.
We have seen this exponential increase in kids using. You know, so the latest data that came out from what's called the National Youth Tobacco Survey, almost 1 in 3 high school students are regularly vaping. Our numbers locally are higher than that. You know, so our number is around 38% to 40%. If you talk with administrators, school teachers, they're saying that's underrepresenting the reality.
Lutz says the challenge in reducing those rates is overcoming the message that vaping is cool among teenagers, even with the news about young people dying and sustaining serious lung injuries because of it. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.